Perched high on a mountain in the Cairngorms, the scientists of the Mount McKibber Observatory guard us against alien invasion. Their mission: to watch the skies. Episode 1, Einstein a Boo-Boo.
Dr. Poppy Zeitgeist, personal journal. Is this thing working? Ah yes, there it is. Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. on the peak of Mount McKibber in the Scottish Cairngorms. So here I am, outside the Space Science Institute, about to start my new job. I'm really quite nervous, because I'm going to be meeting lots and lots of new people. And because there's a sign over the door that says, "Danger, mutant piranhas." Surely that can't be right. Anyway, in we go. Hello? Anybody home? Hello? Oh God, I'm sorry, the door was open. Please don't shoot.
What? No. It's only me, Doug Stinger, IT support. So you can come out from under that desk now.
Am I in the right place? I'm looking for the home of the ultra-secret Space Alien Defence Organisation.
Oh yeah, SADO. That's us. Cool, isn't it?
For a top-secret organisation, there's not much security, is there? I mean, the door wasn't even locked.
Security? Did you not see the sign outside?
Yes, it's ridiculous. I mean, how could piranhas climb all the way to the top of a mountain?
Well, that's the point. Just think how big and strong they must be. Nobody wants to run into one of those bathers.
Why is your computer making all those stupid noises?
It's an app I'm writing.
Really? What does it do?
Well, it makes lots of stupid noises. See?
Okay, so what's the point of it?
Point? Point? What's the point of a nuclear deterrent? Or, I don't know, Piers Morgan? Here, you must be the new janitor.
What? No, I'm Dr. Zeitgeist. Dr. Poppy Zeitgeist. Well, I suppose you can call me Dr. Poppy.
Okay then, Dr. Poppy. So you're not the janitor?
Certainly not. I'm here to develop an integrated multispectral targeting system for Earth-based particle cannons.
Oh, right. You couldn't empty the bins while you're at it, could you?
Not to get personal, Stinger, but...
Call me Doug.
Stinger, I really...
Dougie.
Stinger, I...
The Dougster.
Stinger! Surely you don't belong in an advanced scientific institute like this.
Oh, because I don't have 3 PhDs from Smarty Pants University?
No, because you're wearing a T-shirt with a picture of a single breast on it and the words, "I'm a right tit."
Come on, Poppy. It's funny, right?
Who's this, Dougie? A janitor at last. She looks a bit anemic to me.
Nah, this is the new chap, Poppy Zeitgeist.
Oh, didn't we have a new chap once before?
Yeah, that was me.
Aha! You'd think we'd have learned our lesson, wouldn't you?
Yeah, anyway. Poppy Zeitgeist, Annabelle Fox.
Annabelle Fox! Author of Astronomy for Beginners, Astronomy for Absolute Beginners, and Astronomy Begins in the Womb.
And don't forget the Stephen Hawking cookbook.
Oh, what a nightmare that was. The man's a genius at cosmology, but utterly useless in the kitchen. And for God's sake, don't try his black hole surprise. Anyway, Daisy, fill me in on the personal stuff.
It's Poppy. Well, I took a first in theoretical astrophysics at Cambridge, and I've just got my PhD in astrobiology.
Daisy, please. I mean the personal stuff about me. What are they saying about me back in London? What's the hot goss on Annabelle Fox?
I don't really know. I've spent the last 3 years in a basement lab developing a proton flux signature matrix.
What a drag. Couldn't you get a date?
It's for detecting alien spacecraft. Isn't that what you do here?
Well, that's the hype. But I see my role as more PR orientated. Doogie here takes care of all that alien stuff. Don't you, Doogie? Well, I'm sure somebody does.
What's that? A cold raid emergency?
Not exactly. It means a Russian spy satellite's about to pass overhead. Quick, Annabelle. You'd best get up on the roof. Pronto.
Damn it, Doogie. I'll barely have time to get into my bikini.
What's going on?
She suffers from a rare skin condition. She breaks out in a rash if she goes more than 12 hours without being photographed.
I don't understand. What's the Nigella Lawson of popular science doing halfway up a mountain in the Cairngorms?
Hiding out, mostly. There was that scandal at CERN. You know, the interns, the Large Hadron Collider, the really big bang. She doesn't want to talk about it. Well, not until her book comes out. So, what drove you here?
It was supposed to be my first step into a larger world, as Obi-Wan Kenobi would say.
You wouldn't say that if you could see this place.
I know! It's nothing like the brochure I picked up at the recruitment fair. Where are the missiles, the armoured hovercraft, the jetpacks?
Yeah, Annabelle and the Prof put that together. Good, isn't it? If I was an alien, that would scare the willies out of me.
So I suppose the moon base isn't real either.
Oh yeah, I added that. But no, it isn't real.
At the interview back in Whitehall, they told me I'd be joining the elite of the scientific community, guarding the nation against alien threats.
Nah, the computers do all that for us. See all those blinking lights? Nothing's getting past that lot.
They just went out.
Damn it! The valve must have burned out again. Hang on while I shove in a replacement.
Just supposing, by some wild chance, something does slip past this digital Maginot line, what then?
Oh, if hostile aliens show up, we're totally ready for them.
With what? Missiles? Particle beams? A UK-sized force field?
No need for all that malarkey. Push that red button and look out the window.
Oh, yes! There's a big pole rising up from the croquet lawn. And at the top of it, there's a big white flag.
That's right. We're Britain's first line of surrender.
Watch the skies!
Now there's bleach in the cleaning cupboard you can use for the drains, but don't drink it. It makes a devilish bitter martini.
But Professor Sprout, you don't understand!
An interruption! Thanks, Thor. Enter!
Morning, Prof.
Ah, the postman! Don't shilly-shally, man. Cough up the mail.
No, Professor, it's me, Doug Stinger. I've worked here for the last 2 years.
Oh, yes, the new chap. But why on earth are the two of you now?
Prof, this is Dr. Poppy Zeitgeist, the new chap.
Ah, at last. Someone to catalogue my Balkan holiday slides. Tell you what, start at the end with Zagreb.
You're Professor Sprout? The genius behind the Sprout paradox? Discoverer of the Sprout force? You're in charge of this place?
Thor's hammer, this one's sharp. No wonder she's ousted you as new chap, Stinger.
Please, could someone please listen to me?
Who's this with the crazy white hair, Prof? The new janitor?
Precisely. Just turned up, out of the blue, this morning. Damned fortuitous. What was your name again?
Bert Stein, Professor Sprout. But I'm trying to tell you, I'm not...
Ye gods, man, stop gibbering and get to work. I want those toilets clean before they have a chance to evolve. Chop, chop.
But, Professor...
Out, out. Let hygiene be your byword.
Verdammt Dummkopf.
Isn't he a bit old for a new janitor?
Yes, but I'm sure he'll live long enough to drain the septic tank. Besides, we have to take what we can get after, you know, the last fella.
Yeah, the thieving git.
So he was stealing toilet rolls, light bulbs, stuff like that?
No, more like parabolic reflectors, quantum computers, stuff like that.
Chap was building his own observatory on the other side of the mountain. Damn resourceful blighter.
By the time we rumbled him, he had a staff of 20 and a government budget. Lucky thing that avalanche wiped him out.
Luck had nothing to do with it. C4 more like it. By the vaults of Valhalla, no scheming bastard with a mop and bucket poaches my funding.
Oh God, what's that? An earthquake?
No. That's just Ron moving the telescope again.
Yes, Ron Preston, my chief engineer. Brilliant chap. But a tad reclusive. Never comes out of the telescope dome.
Oh, so what's he like?
No idea. In 20 years, I've never yet set eyes on him. But by Baldur's ghost, he's a funding magnet.
So is that him, actually watching the skies?
Not exactly. He's bird watching again. It's breeding season for the lesser Norwegian marsh warbler.
Bird watching? With an astronomical telescope?
Yeah, I told you, it's in Norway.
Thank frig he's giving up on that nurse's dormitory in Vienna. Right, young stinger, you can pretend to be in charge for a bit. I have to dash down to the village to meet some chaps from the ministry.
Meet? Face to face? Wouldn't it be more efficient to video conference by wireless broadband?
Look, his laughter, no. We are completely cut off from the outside world. The ministry insists on keeping this place strictly hush-hush.
Ah, of course. For reasons of security, right?
No, for reasons of embarrassment. Let's face it, it is a bit of a dump. Anyway, they're expecting me at Mrs. McNulty's tea room at 1 o'clock. With any luck, they'll stump up for some chocolate hobnobs.
Watch the skies.
Ah, Annabelle. Before I go, a quiet word, if you would.
Well, just a quick one. It's almost time for my bubble bath.
As I'm sure you're aware, Annabelle, Aries is currently in the ascendant.
Really, Hadrian? I thought that was a telescope in your pocket.
I thought perhaps you might like to join me tonight. We could picnic under the stars and enjoy the rising of the ram.
Sounds lovely, Hadrian. But much as I enjoy a good ram, I'm booked for an online Q&A with some of my fans.
Curses! Couldn't you stall them for a few hours?
Not a good idea. It's the South Dakota Correctional Facility Stargazers Club, and I really can't be responsible for another prison riot.
Ah, yes, the Dartmoor incident. Damn shame what happened to the Python.
So tell me, Hadrian, is Mrs. Sprout back from her trip yet?
No. She's still gamely working her way across the Pacific. An island tribe took her for a goddess and enthroned her on the edge of an active volcano. Still, one keeps one's fingers crossed. Oh, ta-da!
Watch the skies!
Stinger, I thought I was the head of deep space tracking.
Well, there are only 5 of us. Everyone's head of something.
But the sign on my desk says, next customer, please.
Oh, it says that on all our desks. The prof picked them up at Tesco's. Of course, if a customer does show up, he's going to be spoiled for choice.
Mr. Stinger, when I've finished waxing the floors, can I talk to Professor Sprout about...
Sure. But first, buff those floors till they're friction-free. I fancy some indoor curling later.
Oh, very well.
Here, Stinger, who does Bert remind you of?
Dunno. Bob Geldof? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Sooty?
What?
You know, the wild hair, the accent, the huggable fuzziness.
No! He's a dead ringer for Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein? Yeah, it could be him. If he wasn't dead.
Death is just a null energy state, Stinger. There's nothing final about it.
No, but it does limit your career prospects, even in the janitorial line.
Okay. But did you know Einstein's brain was stolen?
It's hardly surprising he died then.
No! After he died, his brain went missing. Suppose somebody took it and placed it in a cloned body.
You know, Poppy, one day you're going to make a nice psychiatrist very rich. I mean, why would they bother to do that?
To continue his work. He was on the brink of creating a unified field theory, something that would combine all natural forces in the universe into one single superforce. Do you see it now?
No, not really. But suppose we step into your universe for a moment and assume you're right. Okay, where's the proof?
The proof is out there. Remember, he was clutching a briefcase. Find that and I'll bet we'll find some answers.
Here it is, in the back of the cleaning cupboard, stashed between the paper towels and the biohazard suits.
Well, come on, get it open!
I'm not sure about this. We're just going to, like, grab his bag, break it open and steal all his stuff.
This is no place for ethics, Stinger. This is science. And it could mean a Nobel Prize.
That comes with a load of cash, doesn't it? You know, science should belong to the whole world.
Exactly. In a way, everybody wins. Now just open the damn thing.
Okay, what have we got? Liverwurst sandwich? Stale. Copy of Puzzle Magazine? Completed. Chewing gum, Swiss Army knife, Rubik's Cube, Motorhead CD.
Aha! There it is. Give those here. See? A sheaf of scientific papers. And look! Pages and pages of equations.
Keep your hair on, Poppy. It's just a load of squiggles.
That's what science looks like, you twit. Yes, yes. I'm sure this must be it. Some sort of ultimate theory of everything in the universe.
And there's blueprints for building something. Holy Eureka, it looks like he's reverse engineering the halogen oven.
No, you dunce. It's some sort of M-space field adjuster. It's just what he'd build to prove these equations are right.
So is he going to use that to clean the toilets?
No! He's not a janitor. He's come here to complete his work by building this machine. This is the perfect place. It's so far off the map, it's practically in Narnia.
Oh, well, if he wants to build something, we can probably help him with that.
What do you mean?
Well, for years the government's been dumping all its defective scientific gizmos in our basement. Sometimes at night you can hear them humming.
Humming?
Mostly tunes from Phantom of the Opera. Ugh, nasty.
But that's it! I'll bet you could make anything from your scrap heap.
Yeah, but it's our stuff. If he wants to use it, he's gonna have to cut us in.
Well, yes. This is how careers are made. Especially careers out there in the world.
Okay, tell you what, Poppy. You help him build this doohickey. I'll take care of all the difficult stuff. You know, the book deals, personal appearances, movie rights.
Pom 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 pom. Yeah! What are you doing with my papers?
The jig's up, Einstein. Drop the bucket and spill the beans.
There's no point denying it. We've figured it all out. Stolen brain, cloned body. It's brilliant. But we're on to you, Professor.
Cloned? What a ridiculous notion. How could you come up with such a moronic idea?
So you're saying you're not Einstein?
Of course not. Well, not exactly.
Yeah? Well, thanks for clearing that up. So you are a janitor then?
What? No. Look, it should be obvious. One night in the late 40s, Einstein was borrowed. Okay, kidnapped by aliens who used a quantum replicator ray to create an exact molecular copy of him.
Right. And this is relevant because...
It's him, you fool! He's the copy. But why would they do that?
because they wanted to use his genius, my genius, to solve the great problems facing the planet. Global warming, industrial pollution, nuclear weapons.
Hey, good thinking. Did it work?
Not so well. I built a climate control machine. It was brilliant, but calibration was a problem. Temperature soared, tempers frayed, nuclear war broke out, a whole civilization vaporized.
Except you.
Well, I'm not stupid, you know. I escaped in a spaceship just in time. But you know, the guilt. You can't escape that. So I came here to see if I could help solve your problems. This time, I'm sure I will get it right.
So you mean you can fix the dishwasher?
But yeah, but also, you know, your energy crisis. I have completed a beautiful equation that unifies matter, energy, and thought. And now I must test it. And it will solve every problem of planet Earth.
Hang on. What if it doesn't? I mean, this is the only planet we've got.
Well, everything's a gamble, Stinger. And at this point, I don't feel I've got much to lose.
Well, if you're sure, let's go for it.
What do you mean?
This is too big for one man to handle, Professor.
Especially a man carrying a toilet brush. Tell you what, Einstein, we'll help for 15% of the gross.
The gross? What gross? I just want to complete my work for the benefit of all mankind.
It will benefit mankind. Starting with us.
Look, Professor Einstein, what do you need to get you started?
Well, a matter converter would be nice, you know. Something that turns one kind of object into a completely different one.
All right, so all you need is something that breaks every known law of physics.
Come on, Poppy, get with the vibe. There's a vending machine in the foyer. That turns loose change into light snacks and fizzy drinks. How's that ring your bell, Einstein?
Yes, that would do the trick.
Great, we'll drag it into the seminar room. You two get to work and I'll be lookout. We don't want the others muscling in on our discovery.
Watch the sky!
What's that awful row? What on earth is going on in there?
Row? What row? I can't hear anything.
Maybe if I knock that wax out of your ears.
Oh, yeah, that. That's just Poppy, you know, the new chap. She's a secret bongo player.
How loud would it be if it wasn't a secret?
About that loud, I suppose.
You're up to something, aren't you, Doogie?
It's just IT stuff. You know, installing a Windows upgrade, it's a hell of a job.
Stinger, we've found a use for you.
So, you're one of those long-distance bongo players, then?
What? Look, Stinger, we need you to go and lift up the neutronic capacitor.
Why can't you do it?
Because it's really heavy, and I'm just a girl. Also, it's leaking radioactive fluid.
Oh, okay.
All right, Daisy, admit it. You two are up to something, aren't you?
It's Poppy, actually.
Don't be difficult, Daisy. I've had a very trying day working on the next episode of my new TV show, The Fox Files. It's all about evolution. You know, how we all used to be monkeys.
Surely that's a bit of an oversimplification.
Well, the point is, Daisy, that I'll get to wear a fur bikini to illustrate the lifestyle of our caveman ancestors.
I think you mean cave women.
In those days, who could tell? I mean, they didn't even bother to pluck their eyebrows.
Annabelle, what I don't understand is why someone like you has ended up here, in the armpit of the universe.
It was a necessary career move, Daisy. Let's just say I had to put some distance between myself and Peter Stringfellow.
Oh, do you mean Professor Piotr Stringfellow, discoverer of the beta particle dispersal field?
Yes, of course.
Wow, you really are amazing.
Oh, Annabelle, Dr. Zeitgeist, you're both here. So, what did you want to see me about?
Nothing, Professor.
Well, put it in writing. I don't have time right now. Meeting in my office, everyone. Something's come up, or possibly down.
You want all of us? Even Julie?
Why, Asgard, yes. You can never have too many scapegoats. And somebody stop those infernal bongos.
Watch the skies.
Right, here we all are. Biscuit, anyone?
No thanks, Prof. The chocolate's all melted.
Yes, it's a long walk from the village. Now, pay attention. Everyone, there's a problem with Boo Boo.
Boo Boo?
Have he and Yogi fallen out over a picnic basket?
No, not Boo Boo the bear. Boo Boo, the bureaucratically organised and operated British Orbital Observatory.
Oh, it sounds very impressive. Was I at the launch party?
There was no launch party. The government has been trying to keep it secret until they're sure it's working properly.
OK, I'll bite. What's the problem?
It isn't working properly. It's falling out of orbit. In about, 1 hour from now, it'll crash into the London Eye and obliterate the whole of southeast England in a massive nuclear blast.
Will that mean an end to congestion charging? But this is terrible! What's the government doing?
About 300 miles an hour in a private Learjet bound for Monte Carlo.
Ah, so we're all in this together.
The worst thing is they expect us to sort things out for them.
Why us? We're not Thunderbirds.
Yes, but you know how unreasonable governments are. They're all over us just because we designed the thing.
To be fair, Ron designed most of it. The rest of us just kind of argued over the colour scheme.
I'm all about presentation, Doogie.
Right. This is a time for firm, decisive action. All of you, get back to your computers, bring up the schematics, the test results, everything we've got on Boo Boo. I want you back here in 55 minutes with a detailed plan showing exactly how we're going to fix the blame on somebody else.
But we have to stop this. Isn't there something we can do? We could ask Ron for a suggestion. He might be going through a lucid phase.
Sweet Brynhild's beard. It hasn't come to this, has it? Oh, very well. I'll give him a buzz on the intercom. Ron? Ron? Hello? Are you there, Ron? It's no good. He's working on his ice dancing routine.
Well, you'll just have to go up there and get him.
Oh, blasted Bifrost. You're right, Annabelle. But you're coming with me. You seem to calm him. Stinger, you and the new chap get to work on some fake passports and 4 plane tickets to Dar es Salaam.
Watch the sky.
Come on, Einstein, pull your finger out. We need this thing working pronto.
What?
We've had to push the schedule forward a bit. Please tell me the device is ready.
Oh, yes. In just a few minutes, I'll be able to supply the world with unlimited energy. Too cheap to meter, ushering in a golden age of peace and prosperity for all mankind.
Screw that, Einstein. We need to turn it into a weapon.
Ah, no, not again.
No, listen. There's a nuclear-powered satellite plunging towards the heart of London. You have to redesign that machine so it will blast Boo Boo back into space, or millions will die. It'll be the biggest disaster since Dumbledore died.
Yeah, so make it snappy. We haven't got all day.
Professor Einstein, please, can you do it?
It's going to be tricky. I'll have to strip out the null space coils and reroute the graviton flow to a singularity focus. Has anybody got a hairpin?
Watch the sky.
Look, Ron, I know you won't open the door, but unless we can stop Boo Boo, half of England will be obliterated. Do you have any idea what that will do to our funding? Ron, can you hear me, Ron?
What's that tapping noise?
He's using Morse code. Build a comp- computer using ants and teach it to play volleyball? That's not as helpful as I might have hoped. Here, Annabelle, you try. He seems to like you.
Run, Ron. Please, Ron, help us. I'd be ever so grateful.
He's pushing a note under the door. What does it say?
Let's see. No, Ron, I'm not wearing stockings.
Here's another one. Ah! No, Ron, neither am I. Ah, another note. Maybe this is the answer. It says, your only hope is a machine that can bend time and space through the power of the human mind. Well, that's us buggered then.
Watch the skies.
Over to live coverage of the mystery object plummeting toward London.
Well, everybody, I thought it would be nice for us all to gather in my office for cake and sherry as we watch the home counties being atomised.
I can't believe they're televising it!
Well, of course they are. Viewing figures in Wales are through the roof.
What's that weird humming noise?
Oh, nothing. I just put a burrito in the microwave.
Look at all those poor, doomed people gathering in Trafalgar Square, clutching at the fleeting comfort of strangers.
Yeah, see the placards. Repent, the end is come. Judgment Day, I told you so. Last day, DFS sale.
And look, there's Boris Johnson addressing the crowd.
Yes, it's nice they can still find something to laugh at.
Just a few seconds left now. Shame, really. I always wanted to visit the London Dungeon.
My God! A huge vortex of light just appeared over Hyde Park!
It's not a Madonna concert, is it?
Oh, look! Boo-boos struck it and bounced back into space, heading right for the sun, if I'm any judge of complex interplanetary trajectories.
Well, isn't it funny how things turn out?
Yes. More cake, anyone?
Your burrito's done.
Einstein!
Watch the skies.
The seminar room's full of smoke. It smells like liverwurst. Where's Einstein?
He's gone. He's been vaporized.
No, he just left through the back door. See, there's a note here. So long, and thanks for all your help. Got to dash. Another world needs my help. I'm off to planet Krypton.
Oh no, the vending machine. He's stolen it, the swine.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Obviously, it's been sucked down a hyperdimensional wormhole. So much for that Nobel Prize, then.
Well, excuse me, folks.
Hello. Can we help you?
I'm your new janitor. My name's Elvin. Elvin Priestley.
Cool. I like the white lame boiler suits.
Say, can you tell me where I might find the cleaning supplies?
Yeah, sure. Right through there. Cupboard at the back.
You've been wonderful scientists. Thank you very much.
Stinger, does that new janitor remind you of anybody?
Leave it alone, eh, Poppy? Just leave it alone.
Protect the Earth from an alien threat, the screwiest crew that you ever met. Up a mountain with a telescope, better work than Ramon Leo.
Watch the aliens.
aliens are coming, aliens are coming, aliens are coming.
What's the Skies is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced, and ineptly directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadden, and brought to life by the Peak Performance Players with Claire Fulton as Poppy Zeitgeist, Al Reeve as Doug Stinger, Laura Stewart as Annabelle Fox, Chris McLaughlin as Professor Sprout, John Mitchell as Bert Stein. Other voices and background distractions were provided by whatever hangers-on weren't looking busy at the time. This episode was recorded at Sunny Bray Studios, Lucas Fife, and lovingly engineered by AJ Harris.
The Watch the Skies theme song is performed by the Shrugs.
No fundamental laws of physics were broken during the making of this episode.
Watch the skies. Aliens are coming, aliens are coming, aliens are coming. Aliens are coming, aliens are coming, aliens are coming. Watch the sky.
Where's my focus?